Since taking office 2 weeks ago, President Obama has made good on his promise to close Guantanamo Bay Prison and to propose an economic stimulus plan. But what about his promise to lift the restrictions on embryonic stem cell research? Here to tell us what we might expect in the new administration is NPR's Joe Palca. Hi, Joe.
Hi.
So remind us of Barack Obama's track record on stem cell research prior to becoming the president.
Well, Obama during the campaign, Mr. Obama during the campaign said that he would definitely remove the restrictions that President Bush placed on stem cell research. And if you want, I can give you a little of the history. But basically, there was a question during the Clinton administration of whether or not the federal government could fund embryonic stem cell research at all because it involved embryos and there's restrictions on federal funds for research on embryos. But the Clinton administration said, yeah, sure, let's go ahead because these aren't really embryos. They're cells derived from embryos. But President Bush said, hold on a minute, I want to think about this. And he made these restrictions, which said he was only going to let people use cells that were created before August 9th, 2001, which happened to be the day he made his decision. And that has been a severe restriction for scientists because they say, look, we've come a long way in our private funding for research on these cells since then, and we need a broader pool to study.
So, Joe, any sense of when President Obama might lift federal restrictions?
Well, you know, some people thought that he would do it his first day in office, and he didn't. The Obama administration has not yet chosen to share its complete plan-making process with me. So I don't really know what the specifics are, but I can guess that some of the problems that Senator Daschle's been having with his nomination for Secretary of HHS and also the fact that the president hasn't named a new director for the National Institutes of Health, those two things might be causing him to move slowly on this.
And what effect might lifting the ban have on the scientific community?
Well, the researchers, as I say, they say we need to get federal funds for the new embryonic stem cell lines that have been created since August 2001 when the restrictions were put in place. One of the biggest headaches for scientists is, yes, they've been able to use private funds, but if they get federal funds and private funds, they have to have two separate laboratories so that none of the tools and equipment and reagents and what have you are mixed so that they're completely separate. Now, if the restrictions are lifted as they're supposedly going to be, they'll be able to put everything in the same lab. And of course, people who shied away from this field thinking, I don't want to have to raise private money, will come to the federal government for their research funding as they do for most every other kind of research that scientists work on. So it could have a major stimulating effect on the field.
And with all this funding coming in from private sector coming in from the federal government. Even here in California, the state's authorized $3 billion in public money for stem cell research. Might this become an economic generator?
Oh, sure. I mean, that's been the argument. There's tremendous promise for embryonic stem cells, and yet the therapies have been slow to mature, and anybody who's sensible about scientific research and its medical promise will tell you it takes a long time. The hope is that biotech companies and pharmaceutical companies will find this research promising enough to dive in and develop therapies.
NPR science correspondent Joe Palca. Thanks, Joe.
Sure.